Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the Wake Up Call.
We got another Wake Up Call top five. These are the top five ways that you can lose 25 pounds. Even though we think that some of these are pretty basic, we're going to require the help of our own expert weight loss professional, intern Kevin, here in a second. But Gavin, give us the top five.
All right, here we go. Number one, get moving. No crap. Number two, fill up on fruits and veggies. Feeling hungry? Shove some celery in your mouth. Carrots.
Sure.
Number three, don't drink your calories.
Oh, yeah.
No more soda. No more booze. You know, just water, water, water. Number four, keep track of everything. That's the one where I can't do. I struggle
it's
so much on that.
A huge difference. Like sometimes it's shocking, like how many calories are in something that you realize you eat regularly.
Mm-hmm. And the last one, don't make weight the only measure of success.
Sure.
Take your inches.
Your health.
Your health. How do you feel? You know, are you sleeping better? Stuff like that. Basic stuff. Those aren't secrets. We wanted to know from Kevin. What are the secrets?
What is intern Kevin's top five ways of losing 25 pounds?
I'm glad you asked because this is rich information. Number one, eat lobster without butter.
Oh, okay.
You don't need the extra calories.
Right. Mm-hmm. So because it's like a crustacean.
It's a necessity.
Seafood.
Probably. It's not a necessity unless you're an otter. But the you don't.
Otters don't eat lobster. They're too expensive. They eat clams.
They eat. Okay.
Okay.
You don't need to eat that all the time, as often as you do.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
If I don't, I feel very weak and woozy.
I don't want that.
All right, number two, stop eating sweets after every meal.
You do that.
Every time I eat something salty, I need something sweet.
Yeah. Is this true that you have sweets after every single meal?
I call it sweets deprivation.
Wow, that was really hard for you to say.
That's why he calls it that. It's practice. Did you not see him over the weekend? All we did, we were together, and all we did was just have like burgers because it was people were grilling out. None of us went on to have anything else. But Kevin then left and came back with the biggest butterscotch ice cream I've ever seen a human consume.
Yeah.
And you know what he said after he was done?
What?
I need dessert now.
Right.
You ate the butterscotch ice cream, you said, I need dessert now?
Well, yeah.
And then later on that night, I hung out with Kevin and he had to get churros because he hadn't had dessert yet today.
I remember you did eat like something like a Hershey's pie
for breakfast. The Hershey's Sunday pie.
Yeah,
Hershey's Sunday pie.
Oh, wow.
All right, okay. So we'll cut that out of the diet. What's the next one?
Tell yourself you are looking thinner every morning when you wake up.
Does that work?
Yes, it's been working. I am loving my body right now.
You know what?
I slim down 1 centimeter every day.
Over time, you've talked about telling yourself things in the mirror kind of a lot. How long does it take you every day to give yourself positive affirmations in the mirror?
Just go up to the mirror. Kevin, you looking thin? And then walk on and do my day.
Oh, because I thought there was a time you also said that you tell everybody you're good enough, you're smart enough.
Oh, that's the pep talk when I'm going through depression. That's a five-minute talk to myself.
Okay, so just tell yourself you're thin and you will be.
Mm-hmm.
All right. More people should have tried this because it's very easy.
All right, next one.
Stop using motorized carts at supermarkets.
Do you do that?
You expect me to go down 5 aisles? With the cart pushing?
Yeah, Katie.
What are you thinking, Katie?
I need the little cart that has the bell so people know I need help.
Uh-huh.
What do they help you with?
The top shelf. I don't want to get up out of the car.
You don't even want to get up. Is that because people figure it out like, hey, he doesn't need that cart?
So what do they think after you, like, just park it and get in your car?
What are they going to say? They can't say, sir, you can't use that car. How can they prove that I don't have a leg disability?
Great question.
Or a mental disability.
Well, they can't.
We're not. We can't even prove that.
See?
All right.
Okay.
All right, last one.
Wear dark clothes.
To hide your...
Not to hide. It's scientifically proven that if you wear darker clothes, you look thinner.
Right, but that's not making...
You're not hiding anything. It's still there.
But we're looking for weight loss tips.
Right. You are. You cut like 10 pounds if you wear dark colors.
But not really.
Right. Appearance-wise, maybe, but not actual weight.
I mean, you've still got that 10 pounds making you so heavy you can't walk down the aisle of the grocery store.
Five aisles!
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.